going to ship.
We going to the ship, huh? 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 We going.
It's time for the Orlando Lions Den podcast with your hosts JJ, Eddie, Cleon, and Alex Brown.
Welcome to another show, the Orlando Lions Den podcast. This is Eddie, the commissioner host for today. We got a lot to talk about. Two matches in a week, Open Cup glory. We are going to the chip, and then Wayne Rooney again. So let's get right into it, folks. We're going to have a quick hot one today. We got a lot going on, so let's get right to it. Alex, my man over here in Fort Myers, how are you feeling, man?
Honestly, I'm feeling optimistic. Like, I know I was a little down last week, but I still feel optimistic about how we played for about three-fourths of our last two matches. And it was just fun to see us score more than three goals and to have so many unanswered. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to be up there for the championship match. It's going to be fun to play for a trophy and to play against a USL side to do it.
Yeah, like we talked about this before, man. Like, this is set up for us to take it home, just to pull back a little bit. So Orlando City played the Red Bulls at home. When the rain came, the goals came. You know, when it rained,
I have a theory about that.
Later. Yeah, purple rain. Got all kinds of cool names. Orlando started off, you know, we started off okay. Red Bulls hit the post twice. Pedro bailed us out. Then they scored a banger, 1-0. Then a corner, Cesar Araujo scored his first professional goal off of a set piece, off of a post that Carlos hit it down to the post. And then 1-1, second half comes in, and we pelt them. Four goals, unanswered goals, Cesar Araujo for brace. We got a goal from Benji at the end. We got a goal from Facundo as well. So we saw, Cleon, how long have we been talking about? Let's go direct. Let's open it up. Let's play Pato, Mauricio, and Facu at the same time. We saw that in the Open Cup, right?
Yeah, we saw it Open Cup. I'm actually with Ryder. Even though we had that freaking blasphemous game against DC, and giving that away, I'm feeling a lot more optimistic than I was before this week happened, for sure, because. To me, with the new play style, and to me, it seems like he's obviously made some type of change with as far as the attack goes, due to just being let loose and able to attack and attack freely, and it's showing even in the DC game where it didn't show up on the scoreboard, it showed up in the amount of shots you're seeing us take. Like, we've been crying about this, literally crying all season long. Mm-hmm. Bro, we don't even shoot the ball. We don't even shoot the ball. And we're getting them. I mean, you know, you obviously had some friggin' bunnies blown by Pato again, and Benji had another one. But, I mean, I would rather see that. I would rather see those guys in there and getting these chances. Even if they're missing them, I would rather – see these chances constantly being created for them and for other people, and them missing a shot than us going an entire game and not even threatening the other team. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I feel like they're not going to keep missing that. Pato's obviously got some type of yips or something right now, but I don't know.
Shooting, his passing is superb.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's still creating for other people, but I mean, he's definitely creating some chances for himself too. And he's getting himself in the spots, and I'm fine with that. That's what we want to see. Like, it's been exciting to watch even this DC game. And it's just like, where it's just a mess. And I'm like, how the hell do you blow that? But, I would much rather see what we've been seeing recently than what we were doing coming up into this stretch before. When did it start? What would you say about Arsenal?
Arsenal was what kicked it off.
Where you could see, like, you can visually see a change. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you saw at that point, you saw Pato play the 10, right? You saw Benji playing centrally. And then you saw Fagundo have some freedom, and Fagundo was the only one. The only person to score against Arsenal in that whole American trip, to be honest. So, I said it on Twitter. I said essentially Benji is at his best because he's just never going to be a technical player. His ability is usually to finish. Ironically, didn't finish this match, and to be fast, right? That's his traits, to be aggressive. So when you simplify the game to some people, it's better. When you put him on the wing, you're asking too much of him. So just to kind of recap, so the DC Orlando goes with the lineup. They go with Urso. They go back to Urso at the right wing. But Urso, if you watch him, he's so central. He's not even a pocket winger. He's basically another midfielder on the right. Julian gets up and provides the whiff. And just like, you know, Fagundo's not like he's out on the touchline anyways. He's inside a lot. So Urso's playing essentially a right mid, so to speak. And then we went back to that, and we dropped Mauricio down at the second eight spot. And Mauricio is playing deeper, and Pato's been the 10 the last two matches. And for guys, Alex and Cleon, for like a month, we didn't have over one XG. Like we anytime we missed our one or two chances, we were like, what do we do now? We're going to get scored on and we don't create. It was like, that's the one chance. And we said it, you can have a player who's cold and, you know, even a guy like Kata was like barely got any service, and you expect people to be 100% shooting. You got one shot, two shot. People aren't even 50%. You got to get more shots. You can't expect perfection. Be like, that was a great chance. You got to finish everything. So seeing this match against DC United, it was a 2-1 loss at the end. We saw 15 shots, four on goal. Urso scored early off of a Pato assist, which was to me a great assist because Pato could have just done the safe. He had the safe options everywhere, did a risky pass, and paid off. Urso, brilliant chip. I love chipping DC United after all the goals they scored on us. Any way we could score this humiliating was fantastic. Urso did that. We're up 1-0. Then the goalie, this goalie was like, bro, he needed some, like, I don't know, some kind of pills or something. This guy was not in his box. He was everywhere, hyper.
ADD or something, bro.
They rounded his cat twice. Benji did. Benji, one touch too many, gets it to Pato. Pato misses it over. He doesn't get under it right. Or it gets too over it or whatever. He leans back too far. Misses the goal. The goalie wasn't there. There were two defenders there. But you expect a player of Pato's quality to put that away or at least get it on stinking frame. And then we got a cutback from Moutinho or Faku. I don't remember. To Benji, it's a little behind him, but Benji misses. The goalie was basically on the edge of the bot of his goal. That should have been another goal. That should have made it 3-0 or 2-0 at worst at halftime. But Cleon, tell me if I'm wrong. I didn't have that worry. Like, okay, but the way we were creating chances, I said this isn't one of those games where we're gonna get 1-1 kind of thing. But then lo and behold, we're hanging in. They're about to score. Fountas, taxi cab Fountas with a disgusting haircut, gets there right in front of the goal, and Pedro saves the day again. And it's all right, we're hanging on. And then Mauricio gets a little hurt. We take him out. 55th minute, then we take out João Moutinho. He's got a yellow card, 69th. And then we take out, I forgot who at the 7th, Faku at the 70th. So we got no one who can handle the ball on the pitch at this time, sort of Pato. But we play Pato at the 9, and he gets isolated. Benji starts playing wing back. Here comes Nico, who hasn't, he just got here. And then we play the Alamo. Sit back and just take shots and see if we could hang on. And then an extra time, a very close call. Kamara sends it across to Durkin. Durkin smashes it from in the box. And then Jansen, I fell asleep a little bit, calling for all sides. Fountas gets behind him. And then there's a double volley, a volley out wide to DC. I mean, to Kamara, who volleys it to Fountas, who scores. And 2-1, Wayne Rooney gets us again. So frustrating loss. And I want to talk about some of the reactions, fellas, here. Okay, so we got Pedro Gallese tweeting, I'm going to keep doing my job, showing the save. Urso said, look, against Rebels, we were on the attack. but did this time we just defend it. And then he said, you know, saying, look, it's not my idea, but it's like we forget we could be on offense. We're just defending. And then he says that Oscar, let me read it out exactly. Then he says this. This is what he says. Urso says, Oscar put it on the field to do what he said. He told us to keep the ball and try to find space to score goals, but sometimes we don't try that. Sometimes we just stay and wait for the team to come, but this is not an idea of Oscar's, Mr. Protagonist, right? I think we have to follow what he says, and sometimes we don't follow. We just defend and wait for the other team. So, man, what does that mean? The way we understood it, Oscar, the Open Cup was vital, bit on the hot seat. You know, the playoffs, we're like in sixth place essentially right now, one spot above the red line. We're not killing it in the regular season. That Open Cup was vital to I think, Oscar keeping his job. So we play open. I think Oscar sees the pressure, opens it up, says we gotta score goals. But then the team doesn't do this. So Alex, what do you make of this quote and all that? Because all year we parked the bus. Like, is he saying that we don't? He doesn't want us to. And how were the players disobeying the coach? What do you make of that, Alex?
It's weird to look at because we've been talking about how it happens so early, and it's almost always when we get our first goal. And that almost makes it worse if it's true, because that's basically the player saying, we believe that a one goal lead, that 1-0 is going to be enough. And I've got plenty of statistical evidence that can tell you that it's not enough. It has not been enough. And it makes me almost feel a little better that these same players, this same team, just a few days prior was celebrating this big win to go to the Open Cup final in September. And then it all comes crashing down. OC Twitter did the same thing. And it makes me feel a little bit more human to know that and it helps me to understand how the players are feeling, that it's the same thing, that they feel let down and that they're trying to do their jobs and they're trying to do what they're told. And they feel like maybe there's still a little disconnect and that maybe the fingers aren't necessarily being pointed in the right direction. Listen, we put up the poll and we talked about how, whose fault was it? Was it the referee? Was it the guys who missed? Was it Oscar for parking the bus? What basically when he took Mauricio out? All of the above. The answer is all of the above. Twitter only allows four options. So these things happen, but you can't let a demoralizing thing like that, which it's Wayne Rooney, and we can come back to that later, but you can't let that kind of thing get the club down and get the fan base down. It's we still had a very positive week. Yeah, July sucked. We didn't have a good record in July. We've historically never had a good record in July, but that's how it goes. And I have good news for you all. We're playing the U.S. Open Cup final, and we don't have a midweek match until August 31st. Rest. We get to rest. We get to put out our best players, and we get to send them out there for the full 90 if we need to. So we'll see. I think everyone should take this as a positive. We played well. It's just these things happen, and they always seem to happen to us.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, Claire, what do you make of this? Like, because we see when we go up a goal against the Red Bulls, we kept a foot on their throat. We went. We put five goals up, but then we go to the next half. Sorry, we go to the next half, and you see the same. We're creating chances, and this is like you were saying, this is what we were hoping for. And then, I mean, was it just Mauricio got hurt? Joao had a yellow. That's reasonable. We don't have players to keep possession. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to blame him when the system created enough chances. Ben Mosker, and this the system creating enough chances for us to win. And then you got a player saying, a key player, like a vice captain, so to speak, saying people didn't listen. This is not what Oscar wanted. So I don't know. What do you think, Cleo?
I don't know. For me, I need somebody, which is hard because we don't really have any Orlando City beat writers anymore. But I need somebody to follow up on that question. And because you also, a lot of people try to read too much into things. And then sometimes you have to remember these are also these guys translating their thoughts into English.
That's
like,
true.
Like somebody like Junior Urso, he is one of the better English speaking South American players. But at the end of the day, it is his second language as well. Same with Pedro. So it's, yeah, I third, honestly,
actually,
yeah. So like both of them, I'm not sure how I'm supposed to take it, and I'm not sure how they mean it. So like for those, like the Urso thing, you could take it as him saying, and him being very, very clear on saying, oh no, that wasn't Oscar's idea at all. You know what I mean? And people can read into it and said, oh, so all this time we've been doing it, Oscar hasn't been saying doing it. You know what I mean? It very well could have been this game Oscar didn't want us to do.
Yeah, because his career, he does do that.
So
he does
park it. It would, if that is the case, that would go into the types of things I was saying before as to where if you've been drilling something into players over and over and over, and then you change, it takes a while for them to break themselves out of what you've been drilling into them. You see what I'm saying? Now, I could be completely off as well, and it could have been the other way. But I'm saying there's I really need somebody to follow up and get clarification on exactly what he meant. Because he could have been talking about just this match. This is what we did. You know what I mean? Where Oscar was like, no, keep pushing, because that's what's been working lately. So I could see Oscar being on the sideline, being like, keep pushing, but the players just not listening and falling back. Because that's what they've been trained to do all this time.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So like I would really need somebody to follow up with Urso and get clarification on exactly what he meant by that.
Well, we debut our way into the town hall tomorrow, so maybe we follow up, Cleon. Stay tuned. But guys, yeah, so we have, what do you think? You think going forward, is this what we're gonna see going forward, like the first half? Where we are taking it to,
I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, cause look, right now I think God has two DMPs in a row. You know what that means?
The first one wasn't a surprise, but I mean, it was a surprise at the start,
but to put Pata for 90 minutes,
but the way the game went, I didn't expect Carr to come in at that point. It was open cup. Mm-hmm. We were destroying them. It's like, why even put him in? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And but for him to DMP, this one mm-hmm. did surprise me.
Yeah, because going Pato playing twice in a week and going 90 minutes, right?
He was doing it at the beginning, bro.
So he hasn't so long. Yeah, but dude, that D is not for did not play. That is for doghouse. Okay, Kata is in the doghouse, in my opinion, right now.
Do you think he's like, when you say doghouse, mm-hmm. do you think he's in the doghouse like Poppy's like faith in him? Or are you talking about doghouse because in this new system, the way he plays, it just doesn't really fit?
I don't know, but at the same time, you still put in your DP at some point, right?
I don't know about that. Is Oscar using him as a scapegoat for how we use him? I think that's reading too much.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I'm just saying, I think it's probably a system fit right now. I'm just saying he's not hurt. From what I understand, he is not hurt. So it's not a matter of him not being fit to play. This is a coach's decision to not play right now. So, and we were getting Mr. Angulo, who's probably going to get into the 11. That's going to take another spot. Nico's been in the 11. And then we're getting Wilmer Cartagena's coming too. He's a defensive midfielder who's probably going to add some depth after we lost Sebas Mendes. So that 18 is getting crowded. You probably see Michael Holiday, Mikey Holiday out of here, out of the 18, et cetera. But I don't know, man. So I'm hoping we see this lineup going forward. I do think we need to make a better run. Right now, if you look at points per game, we're behind Columbus. Columbus is ahead. They're tied. They're tied.
They have two games in hand.
They're tied to us on points. New England, this matchup is important. If we lose, they're tied us on points. We got the tiebreaker with two extra wins. If they win, we still have one more win than them. But goal differential, out of the nine teams below us, we are only better than three teams. And one of those three teams is DC United. DC United has two wins in 12 matches, and they are both against us. They have seven goals in two matches. They're averaging 3.5 goals against us. I guess it's these two matches. So yeah, we got anything else you guys want to say? I mean, look, the September 7th, if there's any tickets left, you better get them. We're going to go. All of us are going to be there.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to be in the wall without Alex. Yeah, I'm going to be in the wall this time, Papa. We're going to make it happen. This is as good a chance to make something out of the season. How long have we been saying Open Cup or bust? It's September 7th against Sacramento Republic. They play a 5-4-1. It's going to be difficult. They're not just a bum team. They're a USL team. And we have no excuses to not be full. We have no excuses to win this. Cleon got that.
I think Cleon has something to say.
Cleon's got that. Face. I'm trying to couch this. I'm hosting.
I'm trying to be PC, man. I'm trying
to secretary, press secretary. Look here.
No. They're a bum team.
Cleon, this, say this the is truth.
USL, go, bro. I'm keeping it real. They're a bum team. This is US. They're a USL team, bro. They're a USL team. I know I ain't done this in about probably 2 years. I don't know if I've done this since COVID, bro. But I am guaranteeing.
Oh.
Write it down. Take a picture. Do whatever you want to do. This is a wrap. The second Sacramento made it to that final, and we had already advanced. It was a wrap. The Cups already got our name on it. They're already engraving it, bro. It's a wrap. There is zero chance we don't win that Cup. Wow. Zero chance. -0 chance. I've never been more sure of something in my life.
Yeah, if Oscar loses that match, does he leave the stadium employed?
No, he don't leave that stadium employed, but it ain't going to matter because that Cup is ours. It's already ours. It's a wrap, bro. There's no way in hell they beat us. I can guarantee
it. It will be a disaster.
It's not going to happen.
It won't happen. I'm with you. I like it. I'll go with that. Alex, so we got 5 points from 18 in the month of July. Like you said, we don't have as busy of a schedule in August. What are you looking for? What are you looking out for in this next stretch of matches in August? August, we got this weekend, New England. So we got the 6th, the 13th, 21st, 28th, and the 31st. So that it only gets crowded there at the end. And then we have 3 out of 5 at home. So that 28 to 31 is at home. So we don't have an excuse. The problem is, guys, look who we're playing now. All right, we got New England, who, I don't know, they're still talented. Then the Red Bulls revenge games.
They're playing mad.
And then we got Charlotte away, who's a terrible, but they're below us, so we need to keep them away. And then we got New York City. Now they're Tatiless, but still the NYC. And then we got Seattle. So Seattle hasn't been as good this year. But Seattle's a late bloomer. They always get good at the end. So.
We've never beaten Seattle.
Yeah, so we've never beaten Seattle. We got 5 out of 18 points in July. So we gotta make up points because we're 6th in the standings, basically. So what do you want to see? You want to see some really go out at New England, some offense, or what do you think points wise, we could get out of August. What would you like to see to feel some encouragement? Or are you like I was pretending to be? I was like, bro, I don't care about the regular season. Open Cup or bust. And then we lost and my heart was broken again. Well, where are you feeling, Alex? It's all about this September 7th or you want to see us get hot in the season?
We need some momentum. We need Mo going into September 7th. I mean, it was just weird. I did the math after the 5 goals. In those 5 goals in 90 minutes against Red Bulls, 5 of them unanswered, might I add. 5 goals in a row.
That's right. I said 4 unanswered. You're right. 5 unanswered.
Because we could have gone into the half with nothing, and Cesar Rujo just, man, that chef's kiss. And that wasn't even the best goal of the match, but I looked at it in 90 minutes, we scored more goals than we had in the previous 384 minutes.
That's July.
That's just spread across MLS. That doesn't count FC series.
That's 4.25 matches.
This is what I'm saying. And we, like, July is just not a good month for us. It's never been a good month for us. And August, I Cleon's over here guaranteeing Open Cup wins.
It's a lock.
And I'll come back to my one add-on to that in a minute, but I want to see us with major momentum, and I want to see us improving on the problems we've had. I mean, we're talking about Pato missing a couple of shots that he should have made, but he's come alive, and Poppy's letting him come alive at the end of this relatively discouraging run of play. And the way we were playing in the first half, tired after a very long week, having, and I know these guys had a little bit of fun after that. When, I mean, look at it. I mean, we've been talking about the lack of celebration, the lack of
Orlando's a goal.
Thank you. It's back. And that's what I wanted to see. I mean, that was one of the most exciting parts about it. And we still came back and took the lead and just, we got a little bit of prod, but we also made mistakes that cost us points. And I want to see us improve on that. And I want 10 points out of August. I'm just going to say it. I want 10 points out of August. I don't know where they're coming from, but we're getting reinforcements. And I think we can do it, especially with three of these being home matches, the fans being excited. I think we're going to see a bump in attendance too.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, yes.
How many games do we have before U.S. Open final?
Five.
Just, we have five?
No, six. There's one.
Six? There's one. So the six games in between those two?
Yes.
Look here. If we go six straight losses from here to the Open Cup final, it does not matter. We still gonna beat Red. We still gonna beat Red Fire straight out of Sacramento Republic. It's a wrap, bro. It is a wrap. I don't care if we go 0-6. It doesn't matter.
It's they a get wrap.
Fire beat out of that.
And I guarantee here's the it. Thing about that. You're talking about a win. Our first trophy is as a top flight club as in Major League Soccer.
Going to already put it in Wikipedia. It's already there.
Oh, my gosh. Here's the other thing. Everyone's forgetting that, yes, we're going to win the Open Cup.
Yes, we are.
We're going to have that pride. We're probably going to have a parade both in downtown Orlando and at Disney World. Has the Open Cup ever been to Disney World before?
I don't think we have a parade.
Probably. I don't know if everyone.
They should have a parade. Liverpool had a parade for winning both cups. They should have a parade.
They had a bit of a drought. A little different. A little longer.
No, I'm talking about when they won the
FA Cup
and the FA
Cup. Oh, I gotcha. I hear you. Yeah,
it was really sad because they had it the day after losing the Champions League. But, That's true.
Hey, you get no reason not to drink, right? Well, Alex, what's your prediction for the Res match?
My prediction, it's going to be 1-1. I think we're not going to get the back to the full form yet, but yeah, 1-1. I don't think we're going to get click on all cylinders right away.
Cleon, what do you think? I know you don't care if we go 0-6 the next thing. So you're open.
I don't care. I just said, okay. even if we go 0-6, we still going to beat fire out of Sacramento Republic. Yeah,
Cleon's like, over. Cleon's like, we're going to beat them so bad that they're not even going to try to reapply
for MLS. I'm telling you, we're going
to try to come to MLS because we're going to scare them. All right, so Cleon, what do you expect from August? What's your prediction for the Revs match? What do you want to see?
I want to see a win. If we get it, I don't know about that. But I know we get a one on September 7th.
But what's your prediction for the Revs matches?
I'm going to
see the same lineup, and do we see offensive football, or do we play a little reserve because it's the New England's guns there, Carlos Hill?
I think he comes out with the same tactics, same sort of lineup. I think we end up winning 3-2.
Okay, gotcha. I'm going to do rapid fire, and then we'll do shout outs. Get out of here. We got some time constraints today.
What's your prediction?
My prediction? Oh, you said 3-2. My prediction? 1-1. You know, I'm with you, Alex. It's just, we can't have nice things, but we will on September 7th. That's it. That's what's going to, I'm going to cry. I'm crying thinking about it. Oh my God, we're going to win a trophy. Oh my God. Thank you, Cleon. You got me excited. Alex, shout out. Do you think any of these additions, Nico, whatever, Giaccioni, Ivan, Ivan Angulo, and Wilmer Cartagena, which will be the seventh Peruvian or something, coming to the league, the fourth Peruvian in Orlando City, at Carlos Asquez, Joe Shimayotun, Pedro Galese, Wilmer Cartagena, from AU, he came up through the academy that Carlos Asquez came through, Alianza Lima, and Pedro Galese as well. So do you think any of these three guys are going to make any impact besides depth for the rest of the season?
See Nico adding depth. But I don't know if any of them are going to be
game changers or anything.
More than subs, more than depth mm-hmm. for midweek matches.
Cleon, what do you think? Do you think any of these three are going to make a big difference?
I think if it's going to be any of them, I think it's going to be Angulo.
Okay. You think it's going to be Angulo because the left wing spot has been so kind of whatever?
That's just a spot where it's more open to have the chance to make the difference.
Fair enough. That's a good point. Yeah, because he's not going to get a lot of minutes. Wilmer's not going to get a lot of minutes, you know, with Mauricio and Cesar.
Not unless somebody gets hurt.
Exactly. And then Nico's technically been playing on the wing, but, you know, so far it's whatever. Nothing has quite stood out. So, yeah. Okay, guys, any shout-outs for anyone right now? Any shout-outs?
I got plenty of shout-outs for today, okay. But I'd have to go for last, I guess.
Okay, Alex, you go for it, buddy.
I got two. Go for it. Oh, Lord.
You gave me one week off.
And I relinquished my time to you before. Come on.
Go for it.
So, for one, shout out to the England women's national team winning the first English trophy since 66.
They have an Arsenal woman as captain, Arsenal captain as captain. And the key to England's success, they have no Spurs players, no women's team.
Yikes. So shout out to them getting in an unbelievable moment at Wembley. And second, and more close to home, shout out to the Rooney clan and John Rooney, former Orlando City player, brother of Wayne Rooney, who had an okay outing for Orlando City in 2012. 9 appearances, 2 goals in the league, 3 goals in friendlies at Disney World. Buddy, you didn't get re-signed. Did you go crying to your brother and your brother just decided to make it a family hate match against Orlando City? Is that what this is? If so,
yeah.
Please stop.
Right, enough.
Tell your brother that he has gotten enough revenge for you. Call him off and leave us alone. And please.
Yeah, and just to see that.
It feels personal.
That Shrek-looking face of his and so happy to beat us again. I'm so sick of him. And people forget Rooney's from the streets. Rooney's a thug. So he's definitely the guy who's going to beat up people for his brother. All right, shout-outs. You know, shout-out to my rep, Eric Perezki. I'm not sure. But getting me in that town hall, appreciate you, buddy. All right, this is the first rep I had for more than like 2 months. So, you know, me and Eric we're getting a bond. So appreciate you, buddy. Cleon, what's your shout outs, buddy?
I want to shout out because today was a very special day.
Oh, my God.
Today was a very special day for me. It was Emancipation Day. It was Emancipation Day, and I'm officially emancipated.
Bro, that is a loaded word.
Bro, whatever, bro. Hey, that's how I felt. So, hey, it fits.
That historic?
Hey, it's historic. It's historic. And I want to shout out. I want to give my shout out to women and y'all's emotions. And I mean, I can always appreciate petty. You know what I mean? I could appreciate petty. And I mean, me personally, like, you know, just because you're entitled to half of things in the house, I wouldn't personally take somebody's mattress. I wouldn't take someone's bed mattress out the door. Cleon,
what you watching the match on this weekend?
I wouldn't take. What? My teeth? You got your mind over my dead body?
I thought you lost a fire stick.
Are you out of your mind? I have like 3 fire sticks. I said she took my other fire stick. No, absolutely not. No, bro. I could appreciate petty, but I mean, I just don't understand when y'all put the energy into stuff. Like, just I ain't gonna lie, you had me in the first half. You had me in the first half when you took my mattress, and I watched my mattress go out the door, and I'm like, damn, now I got the, what the hell am I sleep on? You know, got my box spring, you know, got my mattress, and then you took the welcome mat. The welcome mat? What the hell you gonna do with a welcome mat? The welcome mat, bro? Why? What are you gonna do with a welcome mat? I just want to know if any of y'all could out there could understand for me. The guy I had to go buy a new mattress from, he told me maybe she just wanted to let everybody know that no, you are not welcome here in this home. That's why I'm gonna take the welcome mat from the front door.
I can say, as her insurance agent and yours, that the welcome mat is covered under her policy, and yours will be too if you decide to get another one. So
this
your
show has been brought to you by
Filter USA. Yeah, clearly the welcome mat thing.
The welcome mat, bro. How petty, bro?
Yeah,
bro. You
does
know,
Fanatics have the Orlando mat. City welcome mat. I'm bro. I want to send it to your house.
Yeah,
the welcome mat.
Dang.
Oh. Yeah, what's that? And took my damn poster. My office. In my office, I have the Schlegel post on one side. I have the Schlegel on the other side, and then the middle was the opening game poster, all framed.
Wait, which one?
Not that one. It's a picture frame. It was up real nice, and now it's damn gone.
Oh, you know why? Because she had two, right? And then you stole one and gave it to Ryder. And so she said, I'm going to get mine. So there it is. Oh, man.
Now I kind of feel like I have to give Cleon mine.
I ain't going to lie. No, it wasn't that type of post. It was the picture.
Oh, it wasn't that type. Okay.
No, it wasn't.
I know what it was. I've seen it.
It was the picture. It was like the actual, an actual blown up picture. And it just said the attendance number.
Yeah.
Said the attendance I've seen number it. And all that.
I've seen it. It's
I got
different.
It back. I got it back. She took it just to put it in the trash, bro. But I got it back.
You got it back.
I got it back.
Damn, what a day.
I just got to get a new frame.
All right, fellas. So, hey, to the theme of the week has been freedom. The Oscars let the office, the offense off the reins, and Cleon's off the reins. With that.
Trust me, the offense is off the reins over there.
The Orlando City needs more, you know, needs a score, and it ain't the only one. We'll leave it like that. All right. With that being said.
I ain't missing my shots.
Oh, damn.
Oh, and shout out, big day, another big day for me, not tomorrow, but the day after my vasectomy. Shout out to vasectomy.com. Oh, I can't remember your real name, but it was something like that. Vasectomy.com up there in Castleberry. I'll see y'all soon. Get shot blocked up.
Oh, man.
I ain't getting trapped. Will not be trapped no more.
Yeah, you could clearly be cup tied at that point. No,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I'm about to cup tie him.
Yeah, see about it. Someone's getting tied. All right, guys. With that being said, vamos Orlando. New England Revolution this week. We're gonna win the chip on the 7th. Take care, everybody. Welcome. Peace out, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Orlando Lions Den podcast. Until next time, be sure to check us out on Twitter and Facebook, and at OrlandoLionsDen.com.